Now at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Oh, please, can I do it again? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about, let's say, 75 minutes, about the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. So there. I want to thank everybody for helping us out all year long, really, at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I was reflecting earlier this week on, this is so ridiculous. I was reflecting on the radio obituary spreadsheet that we keep now. Started it last year when I was out with the broken ankle for all those months. And we kept it going. We kept it going, and boy, has it made life better. But it made me think to myself, of course, it makes me think about how much I appreciate how everyone pitches in when I'm not around, and even when I am, our ever-embiggening staff, they're working hard for you. But I was thinking to myself, it might be time for a staff caucus. Because, of course, time passes a lot faster than it used to, and I'm already thinking about the radio obituary retrospective. No, that doesn't happen until the weekend after Thanksgiving, or thereabouts. But I was thinking to myself, we've got this new column on the spreadsheet, and, nothing's important if there's not a column for it, where now we take note from the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and just staff in general, to make sure we take note when there is a particularly good radio obituary. So it's got me thinking about process for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it? That's ridiculous. But it's what I'm thinking about. So there. I don't know why I even bothered to tell you that. It has no purpose tonight, because tonight it's free association. So you should just be prepared for numerous free associations coming up over the next few weeks, because I'm going to be moving in the month of July. So I'm going to be busy on the weekends, getting my act together, getting stuff moved out. And sometimes I'm just not going to want to have to think for myself. So I'm going to let you do it for me, as I have done tonight. Thank you all very much. Free association, for those of you who don't know, in other words, those of you who may not hang out over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, it's an opportunity where I tell everyone in advance that it's going to be free association, and the listeners give me words. That's you, the listener. Give me words over there at that Facebook chat group that we've mentioned twice already now tonight. Then I look at those words, and the first things they make me think of, those are the things that we play. Well, first-ish. Close enough. So that's what we're doing here tonight, so let's get the free association going right here. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
I'm talking about free association. Free association. For your cooperation, we love your little words.
We love your little words.
You bubbly little nerds.
You bubbly little nerds.
The nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
Nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
You've been contemplating.
Contemplating.
Always bubbly little words
that are best I've ever heard.
What a lovely collaboration. Pre-association.
Pre-association.
Association. Here come the tunes you've been anticipating.
I'm don't have underwear. They just have somewhere where the four winds blow. One goes north, one goes south, one goes west, and one goes, I guess we'll find out where that little Smokey Joe goes. We'll find out. Was she a crack whore? She was only 6 months old. How were her buttocks? She was a cat, a hat, and a heaven pet. Isn't she that crack whore that got snuffed in under Vicky's volcano? I guess we'll find out. How many tits did she have? A lot. Hey! Smokey Joe goes. She must be somewhere where the four winds blow. Where that little Smokey Joe goes. She must be where the compassionate saga unfolds. You know, one goes north, one goes south, one goes west, and the other goes, I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out. Yes, we'll find out.
Thank you. busy, busy night. I guarantee that Mike will put up one hell of a fight. My blues are spoon to the wall on Northern Fire. Of all freshwater fish, he's the one with the most might. Gonna fish well into the night. I'm gonna fish until I feel I've set things right. Like the old man and the sea, I don't hate these things lie. Oh, when I reel him in, I'll shit my pants and cry. Hey!
The docile pike has turned to three vicious feet.
Hey!
My heart flutters as the pike gets closer.
Hey!
As it swims by, I see its razor sharp teeth, capable of drawing my flesh to pieces.
Hey! Hey!
Listen, my
Just a half hour into the show and we've already had two members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. I think that's an indicator of how a night is going to go. Hopefully, that's all going to be okay. It's okay by me. I hope it's okay by you. Hey, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the middle of a free association, if you couldn't tell. There's something about the sound of a free association that just sounds a little bit off from the other shows, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the U.S., while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. Oh, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. I don't do that. Just some numbers to think about. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Oh my goodness, we have so much more free associating to do. I better get right back to it. Here. Oh, this one's for our Swami, Polly C. Right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is Rocko Psychedelia. To the field.
Sits and sits and thinks about its olive drab drab. Doesn't know that it is about to be named color of the year by those with a nose for the new, by the passionate few. Yeah, Olive is definitely in. Everything that can possibly mean anything, anywhere, at least for a year, has got to be Olive. Did you hear that, Olive? Did you? Know what it means? Oh, Olive. There'll be Olive cars and Olive trucks and Olive chickens and Olive ducks and Olive socks and Olive garters and Olive brakes and Olive starters. Olive sorry, Olive please, Olive whatnots and Olive trees. Olive trees. What a quaint notion. Olive trees.
Sunshine for you and your neighbor. Help yourself to happiness. It's knocking right on your front door. If love and life have lost all their thrill through cares and strife, that bluebird is still on your windowsill. Help yourself to happiness, and happiness will help you too.
Ocean and a little sand. My heart. house is really nice. I have a big dog. I have a little kitty. I have a girlfriend. She sure is pretty. Get high and watch some television. My girlfriend and I relax with television, and every now and then we'll go to a movie or something. I don't know. Said it's gonna fade away. I know it will.
Brothers and sisters, lend me your digits. 'Cause Kooky's gonna take it if you promise not to fidget. Chicks and chickettes, you gotta join my school. You gotta make this scene 'cause that's the golden rule. Dig these cats, cause they're blowing real vout. If you're not in orbit, you're sure to be out. It's been solid, man, a crazy ball. So thanks for your ears, I dig you all.
Hi, my name is Grandpa Gnome. I live in Fairyland. You can't see me, though. I live mostly around Goosey Goosey Gander's castle. Do you know the story of Goosey Goosey Gander? You don't? Well, listen to this.
Goosey, goosey gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. There I met an old man who wouldn't say his prayers. I took him by the left leg and threw him down the stairs.
Now, if you walk around to the other side of the castle, you'll discover my favorite place in Fairyland. It's my personal area to take care of. It's called Hamster Hill. You're all invited. Come on over. See you on the other side.
Listen, that's Freddie Stockwell on the bubble machine. Oh, he's taking away the bubble machine, man. What the hell? We don't usually do this with harmonica, but for tonight, because it's special.
Don't hurt him, Chaz! Yeah. Don't hurt him!
You could live on Chinese noodles. Nothing but noodles. Lots and lots of noodles. Five packages for a dollar. You can't beat that with a stick. Chinese noodles till it makes you sick. Not the ones that you get in the restaurant. Man, they only cost a quarter. Boil them up at the flavor packet after you drain the water. Cause that's what the hat cats do anyway. Cause as a soup, you would be doomed. Trying to keep a 2-foot noodle balanced on your spoon. You live on Chinese noodles. Nothing but noodles. Lots and lots of noodles. 5 packages for a dollar. Can't beat that with a stick. Chinese noodles till it makes you sick. In a world of choices, making you feel crummy. It's nice to know you got noodles to fill your tummy. But if you can't afford to boil water and your stomach aches, I suppose you could eat them raw, man, like a rice cake. Everyone should eat noodles. Everybody should have something to eat. But wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be neat? You can live on Chinese noodles. Nothing but noodles. Lots and lots of noodles. 5 packages for a dollar. Can't beat that with a stick. Chinese noodles till it makes you.
Rick Stockwell. want to come and see. They're all colors, shades and hues, some plain, some fancy you can see. Some with flowers, some with stripes, some with fringe I know would please. My friends all think I'm crazy, and maybe they are right. But oh, they love to come and see, it fills me with delight. If they should tear one single pair, there'd surely be a fight. Yes, I really love my panties, and I think they're out of sight. I have a special pair with fringe that makes me lose my mind. Sometimes I have to try them out and admire them from behind. If someday by chance you see me in the glorious frame of mind, I hope you'll not look down on me, that your judgment will be kind. The moral of the story is to be constantly aware of how the people, one and all, just love to come and stare. And so I keep them on display to show them that I care. My panty collection beauties, I'm always willing to share. I have a panty collection, they're as cute as they can be. I'm sure that if you knew them, you'd want to come and see. They're all
smell a riff. Mop, mop, from the tropics heat. Mop, mop, came this jungle beat. Though old Joe is gone, his jive lives on, and it still is making history.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be